It's Free Radio Skybird. Free Radio Skybird.
Thank you.
Mr. Jimmy Smith with The Sermon. Well, this is DJ Frederick Moe. You're tuned to Free Radio Skybird, community radio for shortwave listeners. And I'm playing 78s, 45s, 33s, cassettes, and compact discs. On Free Radio Skybird, you'll hear folk, jazz, easy listening, independent music, and more. QSLs are available to Free Radio Skybird listeners. You can send your reception reports to Frederick Moe, that's Frederick Moe, M-O-E, Mike Oscar Echo, 36 West Main Street, Warner, New Hampshire, 03278, United States of America. Again, for reception reports, that address is Frederick Moe, 36 West Main Street. That's 36 West Main Street, Warner, W-A-R-N-E-R, New Hampshire, 03278, United States of America. Letters of comment are welcome and will be read on the airwaves. Now, coming up in just a little bit here on Free Radio Skybird, we'll hear an episode of Flash Frisbone Radio Ace. But first, some more music.
Never made it right. lonely looking eye. Lonely looking eye. Lonely looking eye.
Soviets took a major leap ahead in the space race 54 years ago today. You're on The Soundbeat. Sputnik was launched into orbit on October 4th, 1957. Once up there, or more correctly, out there, the satellite hurtled along at 18,000 miles per hour. It took just 96 minutes to circle the Earth. You're listening to Underneath the Russian Moon by Bell Baker. Sputnik was, of course, the first man-made object launched into space. Some meaning may be lost on a generation that has seen NASA grounded, but Homer Hickam, who wrote Rocket Boys, which became the film October Sky, watched Sputnik fly over his small town of Colwood, West Virginia. In his words, "If it had been God in his chariot that had flown over, I could not have been more impressed." For more about Sputnik and Homer Hickam's other books, visit soundbeat.org. Soundbeat is produced at the Belfer Audio Archive, Syracuse University Library. I'm Brett Barry.
And this is DJ Frederick Moe. You're tuned to Free Radio Skybird, community radio for shortwave listeners. QSLs are available from Free Radio Skybird for your reception report and a small cash donation in U.S. dollars. Please write to Frederick Moe, that's Frederick M-O-E, Mike Oscar Echo, 36 West Main Street, Warner, New Hampshire, 03278, United States of America. Coming up in a few moments, an episode of Flash Frisbone Radio Ace. But first, some more music.
lights flashing, flashing, flashing red and green. What do they mean? What do they mean?
Every time I see you, I want to touch you. With your mystic smile, girl, I want to hold you so. Won't you come into my mind? Like a bird in flight, girl, your feathers charm me. Realistic patterns, colors alarm me so. Won't you come into my mind?
Lights flashing, flashing, flashing red and
the Aircheck Factory presents The Adventures of Floating Flash Frisbone, Radio Ace. Flash Frisbone, this planet's most transient radio personality. The jock who gets fired so often he never unpacks his suitcase. Flash Frisbone, endowed with the superpower to change formats in a single bound. Now, once again, the continuing saga of Floating Flash Frisbone. Fired last week from a talk station in Keokuk for calling the mayor an idiot and his sponsor a ripoff, Flash Frisbone finds himself in Staple Gun, Saskatchewan, Canada, in the office of the general manager of CHIT, a 100-watt AM station. Let's listen.
Ah, Frisbone, Frisbone, I've been expecting you. Come in, come in. Stomp your feet. Close the door.
Oh, boy, I tell you, this is sure some weather you guys got here.
Yes, Frisbone. Beautiful, beautiful day, don't you think?
Is it always like this in April?
Yes, well, anyway, welcome to the staff of CHIT.
Boy, I tell you, this is Staple Gun, Saskatchewan. It sure is pretty.
We like it here. We like it here very much, Frisbone. You'll like it, too, especially when the spring thaw comes in June. Listen, before we put you on the air here at CHIT, we'll need some information. Just a second. Maggie, could I have the Frisbone file, please?
Is there a problem?
Just preliminary, you know, we want to see, check your background and things like that.
Okay. Well, you find that I've got a pretty extensive background.
So I've heard. Well, let's see. While we're waiting, I must say, while I was listening to your audition tape...
Yeah?
I really expected someone much shorter, with less hair.
Well, yeah, I get that a lot. You know, it's just, I don't know, you're part of the image that people associate with the voice. They usually don't expect somebody with this resonance to be 6'2" with wavy brown hair and blue eyes. I don't know why that is.
Yeah, well, just the old radio biz, eh, Frisbone?
Yeah.
Coffee?
No, I never do stimulants when I'm not on the board.
Well, you don't mind if I indulge.
No, go ahead.
Well, anyway, just a second. Come in, Maggie. Maggie, close the door.
Mr. Preston, I have the
Frisbone, yes. Put it on the desk.
Okay.
My goodness. Frisbone, what is this? Is this an encyclopedia or what?
Well, they asked all kinds of questions and they wanted to know my employment history and I had to write down every station I worked at.
Yes. Well, then we'll look at that later. Well, listen, Frisbone. Maggie.
Yes?
Listen, Maggie, private conference. You're excused. Lovely girl. Now, let's see. let's look at the application here. Well, Frisbone, first things first...
Yeah.
It will never do in Ottawa to have your name on the application Flash Frisbone.
Oh?
Have to have your real name.
Real name?
Yes, your real name. As they say in your country, what's your handle, good buddy?
Arnold.
Arnold Frisbone.
No, Mr. Preston. Flash Arnold.
Do this later. Listen, Frisbone, before I send you into the control room, there's something I must tell you.
What's that?
We have had a slight format change here at CHIT.
Format change?
Yes, when I hired you, we were doing something else, but that's all changed now. It's all different.
What are you doing now?
Well, we're running, it's...
What is it?
High energy wall-to-wall.
High energy wall-to-wall? What's that?
Well, didn't you listen to the radio on the way into town?
The dog sled didn't have a radio.
Oh, well, let me turn on the monitor and show you. Let's see, right here.
Who's on the board right now?
The Iron Jaw Palmer.
Oh, I remember him.
He's coming up to a break now. Let's listen.
Okay.
That's Hallelujah and his wonderful Wackakians and music on CHIT. Now I'm going to be taking caller number 5 at 75546.
Contest.
I'm giving away tickets for the concert to hear Dick Contino over an Indian stick. Just tell me the correct number of shimmering strings in Melacrino's orchestra, and you win those tickets on CHIT. Now here's more music for you on CHIT. The music of Mantovani and his orchestra on CHIT.
Well, that's basically it, Frisbone. Let me turn this off. That's basically our format, high-energy wall-to-wall. Do you think you can handle it?
Oh, sure, the sure thing. That's no problem. It's the same thing that they got at K-Bluey.
You worked at K-Bluey?
Yeah, it's in my form right there, page 73, I think. No, there's no problem at all. You know, they K-Bluey's got basically the same thing, except they play more organ music, and, you know, I had afternoon drive there.
Afternoon drive at K-Bluey? What happened? Why aren't you there now?
Well, I broke format one day.
Mm. Well, what did you do?
I don't know. I just wanted to kick out the jams, and I played a Myron Florin record.
Well, listen, Frisbone, we will have none of that here. None of that here. No breaking format here.
I would never. I would
CHIT is a formatted station, and our playlist is very tight.
Oh, yeah, I know.
Okay?
Yeah.
Okay. You understand?
No problem.
All right. If you can follow the format, you're in.
Sure. No problem. No problem.
All right, well, listen. You go ask Iron Jaw to put you on the board, and you're on.
Oh, great.
You're on. You'll have afternoon drive.
Wow, my favorite shift. Hey, that's really neat. Okay, let me just get my briefcase here.
What's that record, Frisbone?
It's nothing, really.
What is it?
No.
What is
no,
it?
No, it's nothing, really. It's...
Give it here. What is it?
Just, Herb Alpert's Tijuana Brass, It's whipped cream.
Mm-hmm. You were going to play Herb Alpert and the Tijuana Brass on CHIT?
Oh, no. I just like to look at the girl's picture on the cover.
Frisbone, you are through. You are done. You are finished. You do not have the afternoon drive shift. In fact, you have no shift at CHIT whatsoever. As a matter of fact, I would like to see you out of Staple Gun, Saskatchewan as soon as possible. Get out of my station. Get out of my city. Get out of my country. Out. But little did he know that in slamming the door while making his hasty exit from CHIT, Flash set off an avalanche in the mountain overlooking the sleepy Canadian town. The avalanche hit the CHIT tower, snapping it, and sending it crashing down in the very direction our hero is standing, waiting for the next dog sled out of Staple Gun. Will he escape in time? And what does this mean to the ratings of CHIT? Join us next month when we continue the amazing adventures of Floating Flash Frisbone, Radio Ace.
Well, there you have it. Episode 1 of Flash Frisbone, Radio Ace here on Free Radio Skybird. Some of the music that you heard before that was The Subterranean Monastery with a song called Realistic Patterns. And before that, we heard Sir Winston and the Commons with Not the Spirit of India. We started that set off with a cover of Bill Withers' Ain't No Sunshine by Brother Jack McDuff. Well, this is DJ Frederick Moe. I would be glad to hear your comments. You can send your letters of comment and reception reports to Frederick Moe. That's Mike Oscar Echo. Frederick Moe, 36 West Main Street, Warner, New Hampshire, 03278. And Warner is spelled WARNER, New Hampshire, abbreviated NH. Zip code 03278, United States of America. Well, this is DJ Frederick Moe. I hope you've enjoyed the musical journeys here on Free Radio Skybird. And until next time, keep your radio free. Keep your spirit free.
Sight of your silver wings.